First of all, when someone says, first of all, it's safe to think that what they're going to say after is probably important. First of all, eat a good breakfast. First of all, do your homework before you play. First of all, pay attention to what someone says after they say, first of all. This week's Bible reading has a first of all instruction. First of all, pray for everyone. Pray for leaders. Pray hard so that you can live quietly, peaceably, and respectfully as you focus on listening for God. I know I'm paraphrasing, but it's kind of right there. You ever heard that verse from Romans 13? Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those authorities that exist have been instituted by God. Heard that? It's funny how religious folk, we tend to quote these verses more loudly when we agree with the people who are government leaders. And when we disagree, we forget it completely. We like to pray for everyone. But with our own agendas, we dress them with non-agenda sounding words. But I think that when we pray for others, we pray that they will ultimately see things our way, which of course is God's way, right? No? Agree? Disagree? We pray for wisdom and power. We pray for strength and knowledge of God's love. We pray for discernment, knowing God's will, perseverance, boldness in sharing the faith. And those are all great things to pray for. But they carry with them our agenda, that the ones we're praying for will think like we do. So here's something. What if we simply prayed for everyone, where our only agenda was love? What if we prayed for everyone we sought? What if we prayed for everyone would get God's blessing? God's blessing is for everyone. You know, what if it, maybe it's like this. When you pray for everyone, pray that they are blessed. Pray that they feel love. Pray that their dreams will come true. Don't pray that they start thinking like you do. Truly wish them the best and let God set the agenda. Pray for everyone. Be quiet and peaceable. Seek God. Okay, I have a hard time doing that. I don't want my adversaries to have their dreams come true. I want my adversaries to have dreams that include love for everyone. I want my adversaries to stop looking for more power and wealth and to start seeking systems where everyone is treated fairly. So yes, I'm praying for everyone. I'm seeking God. I don't think I'm being quiet and peaceable, though. Although, maybe I'm rationalizing, but I don't think that the context of this week's reading demands that I don't show up, stand up, speak up. And I'm still going to pray for God's blessings and love to be poured out over everyone. Can we all do that? I mean, is there a balance? Am I twisting it? We're trying to overthink God? Or trying to outthink God, which, yeah, it's not going to happen. Pray for everyone. Pray that God's love will be poured out over everyone. Okay, I'm down with that. Just having trouble with that their dreams come true. All right, anyway, there's something else in this week's Bible reading. It's nestled right in the middle. It's verses 3 and 4. This is right and is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. God desires everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. We pray for everyone, and God's agenda is that comes true. God desires everyone to be saved. Okay, I'm down with that. But what about all that stuff in the Bible about weeping and gnashing of teeth? What about that stuff in the Bible about being thrown into the lake of fire? Can't answer that. But I can tell you that God desires everyone to be saved. I know people who study the Bible hard, smarty pants, scholars, they have debates and they write papers that say things like, oh, that's not what it really means. I don't know why smarty pants always sound like that. They probably don't. That's just the voice I'm using. That's not what it really means. It means God wants all kinds of people to be saved. Or God wants it, but people will choose what God doesn't want. I got to stop with that voice. I don't like it anymore. All right, the all kinds part, it's possible. But I don't think that's what the verse means either. I don't think that it means that because we get a choice, God's going to reject us or God can't save us if we don't let him. If God's all-powerful, God's all-powerful. 2 Peter 3:9, here's what it says. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some think of slowness, but is patient with you, not wanting any to perish, but all to come to repentance. People choose, okay. It's like the first part of today's sermon, but God wants us to pray for everyone. People choose, but God is patient. So we can pray for everyone and pray for God's will to be done without having an agenda of it all has to go my way. We don't even have to pray that someone will switch their thinking to be the right way. God wants everyone to be saved. It's going to happen because God wants it. I don't have a timetable. I don't know how that all works. But it's not just in this verse. It's going to happen because God wants it. How's it going to happen? That's what we all want to know. I don't know. I really don't. I've been through a lot of church training, and I went through Sunday school, and I prayed the sinner's prayer. And if you say that prayer, God, I am a sinner, and I know that you died on the cross for me, and I know you came to save me. Please, I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Please come and save me so that I can go to heaven when I die. And if you don't say that prayer, God's going to burn you, which is kind of what I learned. And I'm not down with that. So don't say the sinner's prayer. God's not going to burn you. Say the sinner's prayer. God's not going to burn you. Live your life awfully. God's not going to burn you. Live your life well. God's not going to burn you. I know, it seems like it's just not fair because it's not fair. God wants everyone to be saved, and God gets what God wants. Do you have to agree with me? Nope. God's not going to burn you. But how's it going to happen? I really don't know. How does God get to do all that when we have our ways of looking at it? I don't know. It is the question of the ages. But maybe it is as simple as this. Maybe. God isn't down with all your rules about who is in and who is out. Stop trying to be the arbiter. Just pray for everyone. Be quiet and peaceable. Seek God. Also show up, stand up, speak up. Seek God. Pray for everyone. Be quiet and peaceable. Amen.